Okay. Have we read the bill? You read the bill, right? Okay.
Before the ADs, the clerk had read the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 181, Labor and Commerce, which is in your limbo file. Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the Senate amendments to the Labor and Commerce Committee Substitute for House Bill 181, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 181, Labor and Commerce? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The House has approved the Senate amendments, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 181, Labor and Commerce. Representative Miller.
Speaker, may be brief, please.
The House, please stand at ease. There is an effective date clause, Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 181, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We have one more bill in the limbo file that we'd like to deal with today, Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House concur in the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 312, Judiciary, and recommend the body vote no.
Clerk, please read the bill.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 312, Judiciary, amended Senate by the Judiciary Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Harming a Police Dog and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question before I vote on this. I see that the change is on line 25. I guess that's a major change where it says that it's a defense if the conduct of the defendant conformed to accepted veterinary practice. What's that mean? It means it's all right if you're a veterinary to kick, strike.
Representative Adams.
That's why we're voting no, is we don't know what it means there. And the other change was made was on lines 13 and 14, unless they're under attack, and also lines 22. But we would like this to go into conference committee so we can work out the problems we have on understanding how they watered this bill down.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'm very hesitant to take this bill into in conference. I realize it's a priority piece of legislation, and I hate to delay this legislature by going into conference on something of this magnitude, but if that is the desire of the majority, we'll go along, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt Senate amendments to the Judiciary Committee Substitute for House Bill 312, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 312, Judiciary, amended Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
2 yeas, 36 nays.
The House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to the Judiciary Committee Substitute for House Bill 312. At this time, I'm going to appoint a conference committee to deal with House Bill 312, consisting of Representative Adams, chairman, Representative Hurlburt, and Representative Clarkson. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I have a couple of other items of unfinished business I need to take care of at this time. On Friday, we had Senate Bill 13 relating to arson in the first degree. At that time, there were two letters of intent, a House letter of intent and a Senate letter of intent. I did not move the other body's letter of intent because it was my desire to check out to see that one letter replaced the other. So at this time, and Representative Clarkson did remind me I needed to move it today, I would like to move the Senate letter of intent for Senate Bill 13 relating to arson in the first degree.
You move, ask unanimous consent. Is there objection? Hearing none, the Senate letter of intent for Senate Bill 13 is adopted. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Furness be excused from the call of the House on Friday, June the 17th, after 4 p.m., through Sunday, June the 19th, at 5 p.m.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Furness is excused as requested. Further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings? Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be an open public meeting of the Republican minority tomorrow, June 12th, in the Belts Room.
Representative Furness?
Speaker, could we return to introduction to guests, please?
Without objection, we'll return to introduction to guests.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In gallery A, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to this body my personal secretary, Mrs. Diana Smith, and a young lady visiting from Fairbanks, Mrs. Sandra Gamble.
Further announcements? Special orders. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There was one other announcement, if I may, before I place the adjournment motion. The gentlemen that were here this morning from the Nippon Company have a film that they desire to show us, so it's my understanding that immediately upon adjournment, there will be a showing of this film in the Majority Caucus Room. And, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House.
Representative Duncan.
Just for brief at ease for a second.
House, please stand at ease.
Mr. Speaker, a brief announcement. The House Democratic Caucus planned on adjournment is going to take place on adjournment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While we were at ease, a member came and asked that I announce what this film is about. The Nippon Company from Japan is, I guess, a rather large company, and they are considering work as it relates to the Kinnikuram Crossing. And the film deals with their businesses in Japan and their expertise. And Mr. Speaker, at this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, June 14, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.